Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Austin James Reed. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Reed. If you would state your name and ABC number again for me, I would certainly appreciate it.
Austin James Reed, 281097.
Mr. Reed, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based on the information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on May the 16th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there, among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
And, sir, as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing this morning. And they are, to my left, your right, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my right, your left, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. To his right, your left, would be the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair this morning, sir. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Turner. You should be able to see Mr. Turner now. He's representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. And Mr. Reed and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you.
I do.
Thank you, sir. As I indicated, sir, you have two allegations on your warrant, and I am going to read each of them. And after I read each of them, please tell me whether it is true or false, sir. And the first one reads that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine, on or about February 12, 2018, per the task 3 CMS lab report dated February 28, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's true. Thank you, sir. And the second one reads that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at TLC 54 West 7th Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, 85210, on or about March 22nd, 2018, without the prior approval of real-time parole officer. Your whereabouts is unknown, thus you was under strain from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Reeves, I will confirm that he violated terms and conditions of the supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. Now, sir, we are going into phase two of your hearing. And in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. And we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. We're going to ask you to remain quiet while we receive that information. And once we get that information, we're going to come back to you and talk to you before we make a decision. At this time, we're going to request Mr. Turner, if he would be so kind, sir, to give us some background information. Mr. Turner, sir.
Mr. Reed was released from ADC custody on 1-10-2018 and arrested on 4-21-2018 by Mesa PD. No new charges noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 4-21-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10-11-2018. With 30 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, commitment A, count 1, armed robbery, 5 years. 2012, commitment B, count 1, aggravated assault, 1 year. No prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC custody with a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STD information is noted, no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, possession, manufacturing of intoxicant, promoting contraband, and fighting noted. Other arrests, 2011, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, aggravated assault on a peace officer, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G3, B4.
Okay, thank you so very, very much. Mr. Turner, okay, we are back to you, sir, Mr. Reed. Seeing that when you were released, you were to reside with your aunt, Ms. Lynn Venezuela, there in Saturn at on Cactus Street. How long did you stay with your aunt, sir?
My parole officer gave me 2 weeks to find a stable place, and I gave her the address. I was there for 2 weeks. Like I said, I came up dirty for a UA, you know. Still trying to adjust and to society, but it didn't happen, so she sent me to a TLC halfway house, and I just I don't know, I can't say anything. Still trying to adjust, but I was working and stuff.
Why couldn't you adjust that to TLC, sir? That was what they were using drugs or something around you, and you just couldn't adjust? What happened, sir?
Yeah, there's that around temptation, but that's my own fault, you know? I gotta live with this, that choice of now, you know? But if I could change it and have another chance, yeah, I know what to do now, you know what I'm saying? But as far as the fact that I still had that choice to say no, like I knew, there's just people and times that were there and it's tempting, you know, but it just happened, man, I don't know.
Well, we hope that you learn your lesson on that, because we definitely don't want to see you in orange again, because you can have a great future before you, and somehow you're going to have to be strong enough not to yield to using drugs or any illegal substances. Now, did you have any employment while you were out, sir, in the work?
Yes, sir. I was working through a temp agency, and I got hired to two places, building cabinets and installing cabinets, through Hilton and Bass Cabinets in Mesa, and one out of Phoenix.
Okay.
I worked during the week 4 days, and two Friday and Saturday on the weekends. And I did tell my parole officer. She did know. And I was still working even though when I absconded. I was just scared to go to rehab. I mean, that's really what it is. I've never been to rehab or been sent to halfway house or nothing like that. But yes, I was doing something positive, and I didn't give up on it. I just relapsed, man, and had a problem. And if I could go to rehab like she wanted me to for 90 days, 60 days, 30 days, it don't matter to me. Now, I'm willing to do that and get the class help that I still need, even though I think I don't need it now to learn my lesson. But the more classes or whatever I can take than just sitting here and wasting my time, you know, where I could be out maybe a month or two or maybe 3 months, it don't matter, after rehab and still keep working and continue where I need to serve my life at again, because
okay.
This ain't doing it, man.
No, sir. I agree with that. That's definitely not doing it. And so while you were out, to do your drug, I mean your drug testing or UAs, and of course you ended up initially in January, you were negative, but by the time you got around to February, you had THC in your system. And then 6 days later in February, you had the methamphetamine and THC in your system. Was those both of those drugs of choice, or they just happened to have been convenient for you, sir?
It was just convenient.
Okay. But over the years, I mean, you're still just a young man. I think you're just 25 years of age. But over the years, have you had, how old were you when you first started using drugs, sir?
Probably I'd say 13 on and off.
Oh,
I mean, it's...
Well, that's been about 12 years. When you were young, what drugs did you... What was your drug of choice, sir?
Just for the first years of 18, it was just, you know, marijuana and drinking. That's it.
And then as you graduated and got promoted, then you started using methamphetamine, is an assumption on my part. Am I correct, sir?
Yeah, when I came to prison.
Mm-hmm. So you found it being convenient to get the drugs while you were in prison. That's how you moved up to methamphetamine. easy for you to find them, and so you took advantage of them, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and you referred actually to TLC for that 90-day program, but your sanctions were not completed. You were, your parole officer placed you in a 90-day program, and I heard through sources that that program, that CHC program in the world is at TLC, that those can be successful programs, but I guess the timing was just not quite right for you. Am I correct, sir? And, but you think the timing would get much better once you get out again, sir?
Yes, sir. I've already wrote them and talked to the manager. I'm going back there. They accepted me. I have the extension papers. And regardless, you know, if I get reinstated or not, I'm still going to complete that on my own behalf. That's something I need to do, you know? Regardless, that's still my goal. Plus, my work's just down the street right there. I can save up. I still got fines to pay from years before I came to prison. So I'm still going to end up going over there. And it is a good program. It's a really good program. I'm not going to say it's not. And they do care there. It's just I just, the wrong crowd, man. But this time I'm not done with this prison stuff. So I got to just say no. I mean, that's it. Just work, come back, save up, and we're disappointing my family. That's it. That's what I'm living for.
Well, you have the right attitude, and that was going to be my next question. Do you have family support? So you do have some family support, sir?
Yes, sir. They've always been there. You can't even ask.
Oh, yeah.
My parole officer or anybody, you know, they're there. It's just, like I said, I'm not going to say I feel sympathy for myself, but I've been, lost my mom last year, lost family members, this and that. So when I come out 5 years later, and the world's a lot different, and I haven't even accepted or coped with the fact that everything's different. That's what made me go back. Because I was doing good. I went to my UAs, the first ones. That I even walked from Sacramento to go to the UA. And there's other things that aren't addressed, but hey, I still did it. I tried. It's not like I didn't try to do my UAs. I went to my classes. I missed one class because I had to work overtime. And it's my fault I didn't call in like I should have. I was just under the pressure that made me, you know, we had three times a miss, we missed, so I missed one, and it was my fault. I should have listened to the teacher and told her to call my PO. But I still went to my classes, the CAC, but when my PO told me to come in, I just didn't sit up in the rehab. It was just, I was overwhelmed, man. I just was scared. I'd never been to rehab, or I didn't know what to do, but.
Let me just ask one
other question.
Oh, yes, sir.
We're still to get clean and come in, but I mean, that's too late now.
Yes, sir. And what were you doing when the Mason Police Department picked you up, sir?
Honestly, not going to sit here and lie to you or sugarcoat nothing. I went to go pick up Suboxone for myself, and I was going to go turn my sister, or go back to my sister's, and she was going to take me to Sacramento so I could get clean over there and then call my PO so I could turn myself in. Because my family was telling me, you know, that's enough. We're tired of this. You need to quit doing this to yourself. So I went to go get those pills to get clean. Suboxone. Pretty sure you heard of them.
How was you going to get the pills? Did you have a prescription or you get them across the counter? How were you going to get the pills, sir?
I was going to go to Community Bridges.
Okay.
But it just didn't happen that way, so
what happened? The police just showed up? Nice police people just showed up? And
no, I jaywalked in front of a cop trying to catch the light rope.
Oh.
She was there, and he pulled me over, and it was just my time. I ain't gonna run. I'm gonna pick up new charges. That's not what I need, because I got a probation after all this, you know? So I'm not trying to come back in 5 years. I mean, so after I finish my prison sentence and parole, I have to check for probation.
Yeah, well.
So.
Well, we wish you the best. But at this time, let me see if other board members might have some questions for you. Mr. Turner, we're going to share some information with the board at this time. Mr. Turner, sir.
Yeah, for the record, I'd like to read a couple entries in the OMS. On 3/28/2018, CCO Pickenpile made contact with the offender's sister. She stated that the offender stopped hanging out with her and her kids about a week ago. She said he started hanging out with an old friend that he used to get in trouble with. She told him to be cautious of that. She was going to attempt to reach him and have him contact the PO. Also on 4/11/2018, it is noted that the absconder reduction program letters were mailed to the following addresses: 171 Cactus Street, Sacaton, Arizona, 85147. Post Office Box 10988, Bachelor, Arizona, 85121. And 712 North Santa Barbara Street, number 4, Mesa, Arizona, 85201.
Thank you so very much, sir. Did you get any of those letters, sir? They were standing letters that they went to three different addresses. Did you ever, any of them ever catch up with you, sir? Because they would have squashed your lunch if you had gotten those and turned yourself in. You wouldn't even be in today. So what happened?
I was, like I said, I was on the run, you know, for the time, you know, I just... But my sister did call me and tell me on Facebook that I had a letter from the P.O. Box. Because this 171 Cactus Street is on the red. There's no mailbox at the house. So that was probably a return sender. And the 712 Santa Barbara, that was from 5 years ago, where we don't live there no more. That's where my mom was at. And that's where I was seeing from 2012. But then I came to prison and they moved. And my mom is now deceased and no one here about my stepdad, so the address is not up to date. I don't know how that came up as an address knows my name.
And so we'll please accept our condolences for the death of your mother, and so be strong and put these drugs aside. But once again, I want to see if my other board members might have some questions for you at this time. I don't see any questions at this time. Sir, we're coming to the end of your hearing, but we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. We will ask that you not repeat yourself. But anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
I just take all your consideration that I do know my mistakes now. I know you guys heard this before, but if I keep this one last chance to get reinstated, I'll go to rehab for 90 days, 30 days, just to get the extra support and to construction help that I need. And it's really it. I mean, I don't want to be wasting my time or you guys' time anymore. I'm here just to make a change now.
Okay, sir. Well, you're definitely not wasting our time, because we want the best for you, sir, because if you're successful, then we are successful. So we certainly appreciate your participating. And so now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. May sound as if we're talking to you, but we're not. We're just talking among the four of us. This will be the first time that we've had the opportunity to discuss your case. The board is now in discussion. This is an unfortunate situation for Mr. Reeves. He was out, he had this opportunity, and somehow he relapsed and started using drugs, and it just didn't work out for him. And of course, if he could just get off of those drugs, and his PO had been trying to work with him because she sent him to TLC for that 90-day program. And if he had just gone there and stayed there and completed that program, I don't believe that we would have the opportunity to be talking with him today. I think the other lesson for him and for anyone else who might be listening to consider when they get incarcerated, to make sure that DOC have an up-to-date mailing address for them, because as he said, mailing addresses that they had for the Ascendian program, they had moved, or they didn't have a box there on the reservation. So it's always important to have that, to have a current address listed, so that if you have that opportunity to get a letter from for Ascendian, you get that letter and hopefully get it Ascendian, get the one Ascendian, not Ascendian, but quashed. So at this time, I think it would be best for Mr. Reed just to complete his program, and when he get out, he'll be ready. He won't use any more drugs. He will move forward. He'll go to a 90-day program and be successful. I'm only speaking as one board member. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Hearing nothing from other board members, I should offer a motion at this point, and it's going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-W0939, as well as our discussion with Mr. Reeves, as well as information provided to the board by Mr. Turner, and as well as the fact that he did abscond for some 30 days, and he did admit himself that he started to using illegal substances such as methamphetamine and marijuana. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. Agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, or agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, so your community supervision has been revoked. You will be released on October the 11th of this year, which is just a few months down the road. Please remain clean while you're incarcerated, and when you get out, go to that 90-day program and be a role model for the rest of your family. So good luck, and your hearing is over, and would you be kind enough to put the CO3 on the phone, sir? Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too, sir.